You know what that sound means. We got a big Halloween update for you. Friday, February 10th, 2017, dated article. This is PF Forever with a news. Beginning our 11th year of Unnews Audio. Friday, February 10th, 2017. Haddonfield, Illinois. The last Halloween movie, Rob Zombie's much-detested Halloween 2, was released August 28, 2009, and not a film since. That was almost 7.5 years ago. But likely, that's not the last we'll see of Michael Myers. Wish I could say the same for Jason. Yep, the latest Friday the 13th has been canceled indefinitely. And the rights are going to revert back to New Line. Anyway, back to Halloween. The biggest update we gave you back in May. The last update we gave you back in May was that John Carpenter would be returning as an executive producer, godfather, consultant, mentor, and composer, collaborating with Jason Blum's Blumhouse. Prior to that announcement, last word we had gotten was that the Weinsteins had lost the rights to the franchise after 2 decades. Now, finally, we can tell you who'll be tackling this so-called recalibration, if that's still what they're calling this latest film. Ah, man, it's been a crazy, tumultuous history. Started out as Halloween 3D. It was going to come out about 2010. That didn't happen. Then they canceled it. Then the next announcement was Halloween 3, or Halloween Returns, that's right. And the Saw guys were going to do the movie. But that's when the Weinsteins lost the rights and it all got canceled. And here we are now. So anyway, you probably won't believe me, but Carpenter and the Suits, the powers that be at Blumhouse, have announced that Weed comedy filmmakers David Gordon Green and Danny McBride will be writing and directing the next installment. Green directing and Green and McBride co-writing and producing through their Rough House Pictures. The film will be released October 19th, 2018, which, according to the much-detested Halloween Resurrection, will be Michael Myers' 61st birthday. I know. It will also coincide with the 40th anniversary of the original classic. In fact, it's going to open 1 week from the date that it opened in 1978. Pretty neat. Now back to Green and McBride. Before anyone makes a crack about Halloween 2, The duo says that no one will be laughing. That's good news. Last thing we need a scary movie with Michael Myers, besides the Weinsteins apparently still own the rights to that shitty franchise. Green and McBride's comedy background, which includes Pineapple Express, Your Highness, Eastbound and Down, 30 Seconds or Less, Be My Guest. Green and McBride's comedy background may be alarming to some, but just remember that people bitched about Michael Keaton, the guy from Mr. Mom and Beetlejuice, playing Batman. And Steven Spielberg followed up the Sugarland Express with Jaws. Hell, Carpenter's first film was a comedy. It was called Dark Star. Basically a comedic version of what would become Alien. This looks very promising so far. We'll keep you updated, as always. This is PF Forever with a news. Scaring up 11 years of a news audio. Hopefully better than our 10th anniversary.